Have you ever felt like you're not alone, even when there's no one else around? Like there's an invisible force guiding you, nudging you in the right direction, or maybe just giving you a cosmic high five when you really need it? Well, my friend, you might just have a spirit guide or an entire team of them watching over you. In this episode, we're diving into the mystical world of spirit guides. We'll explore what these non-physical entities really are and why so many people believe they have their own personal cheerleaders from the other side. Are they angels, ancestors, or just really chill spirits with a knack for giving great advice? Join us as we dig into the fascinating world of spirit guides. And who knows, you might just discover that you've got a whole team of cosmic besties waiting to help you navigate this crazy little thing called life. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone sparkles. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're talking about all things spirit guides. So grab your tea, cozy up on the couch, and let's talk about these lovely beings who make life so much better. So let's kick things off with the basics. What the heck are spirit guides anyway? Are they like invisible friends or more like celestial life coaches? Well, to be honest, spirit guides are believed to be non-physical entities or spiritual beings that provide guidance, support, and wisdom to you throughout your life. The concept of spirit guides varies across different cultures and spiritual traditions, but generally, they're seen as benevolent forces that help people navigate their life paths, make decisions, and really just understand their life purpose. Think of them as your spiritual GPS, always ready to route or reroute you when you need it. They're there to give you a gentle nudge, if you will, when the occasion arises. If you've ever had an inexplicable urge to take a different route home and then found out you missed a massive traffic jam, then maybe that was your spirit guide at work. So these are some things that are characteristic of spirit guides as we know them. So they are non-physical presences. Spirit guides as a whole exist in a non-physical realm. They're often perceived as energy, light, or beings without a tangible form. They offer advice, insights, and encouragement, often through intuition, your dreams, meditations, or other forms of spiritual communication. Each person is believed to have one or more spirit guides assigned to them who are specifically attuned to their needs and life journey. Spirit guides can appear in a lot of different forms, with their chosen form often aligning with an individual's beliefs and cultural background. Spirit guides are also thought to remain with you throughout your life, providing continuous support and learning opportunities. And really, the overarching purpose of spirit guides is to help you in your personal and spiritual development. They help people discover and fulfill their life purpose, navigate challenges and obstacles, make decisions that align with their highest good, learn important life lessons, and even cultivate a deeper sense of self-awareness and spiritual growth. So while the belief in spirit guides is not universal, and interpretations of their role and existence really does vary widely, a lot of people find comfort and direction in the idea that benevolent forces are watching over and supporting them throughout their lives. And honestly, who wouldn't? It really just says you're not alone. So who exactly are spirit guides? Well, let's talk about it because there are several different types. So first off, there are ancestors. And ancestors are typically defined as the deceased family members who offer wisdom and protection based on their experiences and connection to the family lineage. There are animal guides or totem animals. So animals that embody certain traits or characteristics and serve as symbolic guides. So animal guides are very cool. I think often people think of their animal guide as being a wolf or, you know, a zebra, giraffe, like something huge and like, you know, very powerful. And that could be very true, but you know, also consider that your animal guide may be like an ant or something that you might find unpleasant, but that's a conversation for later. But do know that there are animal guides and they watch over you just the same. So there are angels. So these are beings of light and love, often associated with religious or spiritual traditions, who provide protection, comfort, and guidance. And it is believed that angels have never been in human form or lived a human existence, as in they don't have a human soul. There are ascended masters. So these are enlightened beings who've lived human lives and achieved a high level of spiritual mastery, such as Buddha, Jesus, and other revered spiritual figures. There are nature spirits. So these are entities connected to the natural world, like fairies, elves, or elemental beings who offer guidance related to the environment and natural living. There are guardian angels. So these angels are assigned specifically to watch over and protect an individual throughout their lifetime. Some believe guardian angels fall into the angel category in that they're not former humans, but spiritual beings with distinct purposes. Others, on the other hand, believe that guardian angels are loved ones who have passed on and stick around to watch over you. So there is a mix of information out there. Ultimately, I think it's just nice to know that someone is watching over you. Archangels. So these are powerful angelic beings like Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, who have specialties like protection and healing, and they can assist a lot of people simultaneously because they are omnipresent. So archangels are revered across a lot of religious and spiritual traditions as powerful, high-ranking angels with significant roles in the divine order. Whether serving as warriors, healers, messengers, or protectors, archangels are seen as essential figures in the interconnection between the divine and the earthly realms. And their recognition and roles may vary, but their importance in providing guidance, protection, and even carrying out divine tasks is a very common theme for them. There are mentor guides. So mentor guides typically appear temporarily during specific life lessons or challenges, and they provide the guidance and wisdom related to that situation. So now that we know what these mystical beings are, how do we actually connect with them? So connecting with spirit guides is a deeply personal and often transformative experience. I do have a few ways to help you establish and strengthen your connection. So the first one should come as no surprise, and that is to meditate. Oh, it's going to make it into every episode. I know it. So regular meditation. Regular meditation really creates a quiet space for your mind. It allows you to become more receptive to subtle messages and guidance from your spirit guides. So when you're meditating, focus on your breath or use guided meditations specifically designed to connect with your spirit guides. Ask to meet your guide or guides during your meditations. So this is how I met my very first guide, and I happy danced all the live long day. I have the details written down somewhere in a journal, but just going from memory, I remember being so excited to meet him. So he told me his name, and when I asked what kind of name that was, he told me it was a name I would believe. Crazy. So I'm actually glad this memory came up because it brings up a really good point. Guides don't need to have a name for you to know them or establish a connection with them. So I really feel like names are something we need to help us distinguish people and places and, you know, all the things, but your guides don't need it. So don't be surprised if you meet one or more of your guides and they don't have a name. It is completely normal. But in any event, I do a lot of work with my guides during meditation, and that connection has allowed me to move things out of that space and into my everyday living situation. The meditation forum is a fantastic place to start. It's a safe place to start. Go through a guided meditation, something specific to meeting your spirit guides, connecting with your spirit guides. It is a really great starting point. And from there, you can eventually move into your everyday life where you're walking around and, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. And then you can openly communicate with your guides when you feel comfortable. So next up, you can record your dreams. Keeping a journal by your bed and recording your dreams as soon as you wake up, game changer. So spirit guides can often communicate through dreams, and writing them down can help you to recognize patterns and even messages. So this is a really cool one, and one that I remember doing even recently. So during a meditation, I asked my guides to come to me in a dream to share insight, guidance, and, you know, all the spirit guide things. A few days later, I had a dream where I remember sitting in a living room watching people perform on an old tube TV. And there were other people around just talking, eating, and hanging out. Suddenly, the main performer on TV starts singing, and right away, I know she's singing to me, but I can't hear everything she's saying. So I find the remote and I try to turn the TV up, but it doesn't really help because people are talking to me and to each other, and I am becoming annoyed that I can't make out what the singing lady is saying. And then I woke up. So as I'm writing everything down, you know, writing everything that I can remember, because listen, I don't know if you're like me, but when I recall a dream, it's like a piece here, a piece there. I don't remember what was happening before this, but I do remember this. So that's what it was like. So I did try to write it down as quickly as I could as soon as I woke up. So as I'm writing and my hand is going as fast as it possibly can, it suddenly occurred to me that the singing lady was actually a guide with a message. Listen, I was stunned. I had asked and they had delivered. Now, here's, you know, of course, the kicker part. I only wish I'd heard the message, you know, but what are you going to do? So using your dreams, keeping a journal, it is a really great way to establish these connections and get the messages that are meant for you. Develop your intuition. So definitely pay close attention to your gut feelings and your inner knowing. Spirit guides will often communicate through intuition. Trusting and acting on these feelings can absolutely strengthen your connection with your spirit guides. Another thing you can try is automatic writing. Set aside time to write without consciously thinking about what you're putting on paper. You could start with a question or a request for guidance and then write whatever comes to you. This can be a way for your spirit guides to convey messages. Walk in nature. Spend time in nature to clear your mind and become more attuned to the natural world. Nature can be a really powerful medium for connecting with spirit guides, especially if you ask for signs or guidance while you're walking. Practice visualization exercises. So during a meditation or your quiet time, just visualize meeting your spirit guides. Imagine a peaceful, welcoming place and invite your guides to join you. Make sure you pay attention to any images, feelings, or thoughts that arise. And again, this is a great time to use your journal and put all of that down so you can go back and look at it later and connect some dots. Another way you can connect with your spirit guides is through divination tools. So tools like tarot cards, oracle cards, pendulums, runes, and, you know, even more. All of these things can help facilitate communication with your spirit guides. So make sure that you set a clear intention to connect with your guides before you use your tools. Make sure you're safe, you have protected your space and done all the things. We've talked about this in episodes in the past, and we can certainly address this again. Protection is always key. It is the most important. But that aside, divination tools are a really great way. They also help just to validate the information that you're getting. If you feel like you are on the fence, you can't quite trust what you're getting, then you can certainly use like a pendulum or a tarot card, oracle card, whatever it is that resonates with you, just to check in on the information and see if what you're getting is from your guide, is it from you, is it from someone else, etc. Create and practice rituals and ceremonies. So you can certainly create personal rituals that invite your spirit guides into your life. This could be lighting candles, burning incense, chanting, or other spiritual practices that hold meaning for you. You can ask for signs. Verbally or mentally ask your spirit guides for signs of their presence. Be specific about the sign you want to see and make sure that you remain open and patient. These signs come in a lot of different forms, like repeated numbers, feathers, or unexpected encounters. And in a recent episode, we did talk about this a little bit, asking for signs. So when you do ask for signs, just make sure that you're asking for something that is unique and it is not something that you encounter every day. So if, for example, you are asking to see a red shoe, and you have 15 pairs of red shoes in your home, maybe that's not a great sign to ask for, because you're not going to know if the red shoe you're seeing is a sign from your guide or if you're seeing a red shoe because somebody just left them sitting out. So you want to ask for something that is unique and you want to be open. If, for example, you ask to see a rainbow colored flower, just know that you may see a rainbow colored flower on a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, on some pants, on a refrigerator magnet, on a cartoon that your child is watching. I mean, it could show up anywhere. So that's what I mean by just being open. It could look like anything. in terms of like how it shows up, where it shows up. It could show up in a dream, in a meditation. So just be open, ask for something unique. Signs are a really, really, really great way to get that validation that you're looking for. My last tip is to seek professional guidance. You could certainly consider working with a spiritual advisor, a medium, or a shaman who has experience in connecting with spirit guides. And they can certainly provide guidance and techniques tailored to your unique spiritual path and journey and your intuitive development journey. But this is another great way so that you have a trusted source, someone who has been practicing for some time and feels comfortable doing something like this. Really, for me, it comes down to, you know, patience and consistency, just building a connection with your spirit guides. I mean, it takes time and regular practice. Just be patient and consistent in whatever it is that you choose to do, whatever method you decide to try. Express gratitude for any guidance you receive, no matter how small, because it can really strengthen your bond with your spirit guides. Make sure you approach the process with an open heart and open mind. Trust that your guides have your best interests at heart and that you are capable of receiving their messages. It really is powerful and empowering to have a deeper and more meaningful relationship with your spirit guides. Just try it and see. So now that we know who the spirit guides are, the different forms that they can take, and how we can try to connect with them, what are some signs that our guides give us when they're trying to connect with us? How do we know when they're trying to get our attention? I have some help for you. So typically, spirit guides use subtle and varied methods to try to connect and communicate with you. And let's start with the intuition, right? So your spirit guides often speak through your intuition, giving you strong gut feelings or sudden insights. So these are like intuitive nudges, and they can guide you toward making better decisions or avoiding harmful situations. Dreams are another one. We talked about dreams where I asked for my guides to give me insight, any messages that I needed to know. But this is a great way. Spirit guides often communicate through dreams. They may send messages, symbols, or even appear as characters in your dreams. Keep that dream journal we talked about, write down your dreams, track and interpret these messages. You could see connections. Another way is synchronicities. This is repeated coincidences or meaningful patterns. This can be a really great way for your guides to try to catch your attention. So, for example, if you're seeing the same number over and over, like 1111, or encountering the same animal or symbol, and again, these would be things that are unique to you. So, if you're accustomed to seeing a dog, you know, that likely is not your symbol for your spirit guide trying to connect with you. If you never see a fox, however, and suddenly you're seeing them everywhere, that could be a good sign. So I would certainly look that up, do a little research, and figure out what the meaning is, what my guides might be trying to tell me. Signs and symbols. So just like the fox, your guides may use specific signs and symbols that have personal meaning to you. This could be anything from seeing feathers, coins, or butterflies to hearing a particular song at a meaningful moment. A great example is suddenly thinking of a song you haven't heard of in a long time. And when that happens to me, I like to look up the lyrics and see if I can figure out the message. I like this one a lot. And my guides don't use songs very often, but when they do, I definitely pay attention. Your inner voice is another way. Sometimes you might hear a calm inner voice that's offering advice, reassurance, or warnings. This voice often feels distinct from your own thoughts and is typically loving and positive. Another is physical sensations. So your spirit guides can create physical sensations like tingling, warmth, or even a gentle touch. And these feelings often occur during moments of contemplation or when you're seeking advice. The sensation my guides use a lot, like a lot, is ringing in my ears. So I don't mean tinnitus, which definitely, you know, get that checked out if you have it. I've looked up the symptoms just to be sure I wasn't leaning spiritual when I should be leaning medical, you know, but ringing in the ears. So this is usually in one ear and it happens for just a few seconds and, you know, it alternates. So one day it might be like a few seconds in my right ear, a week later it might be like in my left ear. And sometimes it's back to back. I mean, when this happens to me, I acknowledge their presence and I ask for help in understanding their message. If they are in fact trying to deliver a message, they might just be saying, hey girl, we're still with you. No worries. Emotional shifts is definitely another one. If you have sudden changes in your emotional state, like an unexpected feeling of peace or joy, it can certainly indicate that your guides are nearby, providing comfort and support during a challenging time. And it doesn't even have to be a challenging time, it's just any time. Meditation and mindfulness. During meditation or periods of deep relaxation, you may receive visions, messages, or a strong sense of presence. This can certainly be a direct way for your guides to communicate when your mind is quiet and receptive, which for me tends to be the best time. I get a lot of messages when I'm washing dishes, when I'm just kind of in a zone doing something, maybe like vacuuming or, you know, sometimes even sitting watching TV. I am zoned out. I am just ultra relaxed, and that tends to be when things come flooding in for me. Another way is messages through others. Sometimes your guides will send messages through other people, and this could be advice from a friend, a phrase in a book, or even something a stranger says that really resonates deeply with you. Just pay attention. Nature. Nature is another one and can be a really powerful conduit for spirit guides. Specific animals, plants, or natural phenomena may appear to you in significant ways. For example, a bird behaving unusually around you or a sudden change in weather might carry a message for you. But ultimately, here's what you need to know. Your guides will not do anything to scare you. If they know you're afraid of the dark, they're not going to come traipsing into your room at 3 a.m. to chat with you. Okay, well, that's mostly true. So a few years ago, one of my friends told me something kept waking her up between like 2 and 3 in the morning, and it was really freaking her out. So it didn't happen often, but enough that she was concerned and really wanted to get to the bottom of it. So she asked me if I could connect to whatever or whoever was waking her up, and I agreed to try. So that evening, I meditated to connect with my friend's energy and environment and ended up connecting with a man who was giving like uncle type vibes. He communicated different things to me, like the way he passed, the car he had, his name, and a few other things. Then he brought a woman forward, and when I asked her her name, she showed me a rose and presented as a mother figure to the uncle guy, who I believe called himself John. So Rose, the mother figure, communicated a few different things of her own, and then we got down to why they were with my friend. So it turned out that they just wanted my friend to know that they were with her and her family, just to be with her, and they were so happy to be part of her life, to see her family growing and all the beautiful things. So I relate all of this to my friend, and needless to say, she was so freaked out because she had no idea who these people were. So I remember her texting me and saying she was afraid we had summoned something or opened a gateway to something bad, and she was seriously regretting her decision to ask for my help. And I was laughing so hard because I did not feel any negativity coming from these beautiful people, but I was having a hard time convincing her of that. So anyway, fast forward a few hours, and my friend texts me to tell me that she reactivated her Ancestry.com account and found John and his mother Rosa, not Rose, in her family lineage. So she found John's death certificate, and his cause of death perfectly aligns with what he had relayed to me. It was crazy, but also really cool to know that her ancestors were watching out for her. They were close by, like, you know, so close that they were waking her up. But to be clear and to be incredibly fair to John and Rosa, they weren't waking her up. She was a lot more sensitive than she realized, and I think she was waking up because she could sense their presence. But, you know, that aside, what's really neat to me is that that day she found out she had not one, but two beautiful guides on her side that were watching over her and really just cheering for her and rooting her on. And to be part of that experience was incredible. I was incredibly honored that she asked me to help her and very, very honored to have been able to connect with her loved ones. And, you know, I honestly don't even remember if I checked back in to find out if she was still waking up between 2 and 3 in the morning. I don't know. I may have to text her and ask her like whatever happened with all that, but it was a really cool experience and just a reminder that you do have loves and friends on the other side, you know, your spirit guides who are there with you, and you're never alone. And that actually just, it makes me feel so comforted. I think one of the important things to remember is that it is important to establish your boundaries, and even with your spirit guides, to ask them to connect with you at specific times and when you are most comfortable. That could be during a meditation, in your dreams, during your nature walk, whatever it is that works best for you. This relationship with your spirit guide should never be scary in any way, shape, or form. So just like you do with anyone else, you know, in the physical world, you can certainly do that with the spirit world and ask them to be respectful of your boundaries. If there are things that scare you, make sure that you tell them that. You prefer not to be communicated with in that way, and they should be very respectful of that. So I think with signs, it's just important to be aware, to pay attention to patterns and recurring themes in your life. Be open to receiving messages in all forms, even if they're unexpected. Trust your instincts when you feel that a message is coming from your spirit guides. Take time to reflect on these experiences and really consider what they might mean in the context of your life. And really, just by being mindful and receptive, you can really become more attuned to the ways your spirit guides are trying to communicate with you and helping you navigate your life's path with more clarity and confidence, honestly. So I want to talk about one of the hardest things for me to wrap my head around when I was starting out, and that was knowing how to differentiate between my own thoughts and messages from guides. So it's a really valid concern, and the answer, unfortunately, is not straightforward. But let's talk about some of the ways that you can differentiate between the two, because it is important to know, and it is certainly important to practice. So physical sensations. Messages from your spirit guides are often accompanied by physical sensations like goosebumps, shivers down the spine, sneezing, tingling sensations. I mean, it could be a myriad of things, honestly. And these can signal that the thought or message is coming from a higher source rather than just your own mind. So that is one way. It could be sense. It could be all kinds of different things. And as you get to know your spirit guides and your specific guides, you can start to tell the difference between them. Some of them will present with a sound. Some will present with a physical feeling like a touch, or you know, maybe the temperature drops. I mean, it could be all kinds of things. So another way to differentiate is your intuitive feelings. Spirit guide messages tend to come through as strong intuitive feelings, gut instincts, or like an aha moment. And that feels distinct from your normal thought patterns. There is a sense of the message coming through you rather than being generated by you, if you know what I mean. It is that trust your gut situation again. And I know that's a hard one and one that I am continuing to work on, but it really does come down to trusting yourself. What is the first thing that's coming to you? Do you feel like it is? I mean, you can ask. Break out your divination tool and ask. If you're getting a message, if you feel like a message is coming through, break out your pendulum and just ask. Getting that validation can really make you feel more comfortable and set your mind at ease. Another is the emotional tone. So the messages from your guides tend to have a really calming, loving, and positive emotional tone, whereas thoughts from the ego can be negative, fearful, or judgmental. Your guidance from spirit will definitely feel uplifting. At least that has been my experience. I've also found that when communicating with my guides, I have never heard them use the word I. They are always saying you, so as if they are speaking to me, you know? Whereas when I'm thinking about things in a me sense, I think about I or me or, you know, whatever the case. I may not be wording this very well, but there is a difference. So I do, when I do communicate with them, their wording is you. You. X, Y, and Z, not I, X, Y, and Z, if that makes sense. So spontaneity is another one. So spirit messages often come out of nowhere as spontaneous flashes of insight, where your own thoughts tend to follow a more logical linear progression based on your personal perspectives and biases. And this is true for me. Like I said, if I'm washing dishes, if I'm relaxing, if that's when things tend to flood in for me and it comes quickly. So I know my thought process is far different from the way I receive information from the other side, from guides or from people who have crossed over or whatever the case. So my thought patterns are, they might go something like this. It's just crazy jumbled. It might go from like craving a smoothie bowl to thinking about the bananas I'm going to put in my smoothie bowl, to thinking about monkeys eating bananas, to thinking about the trees that monkeys play in, to thinking about how monkeys play, to thinking about a pair of sneakers I saw on Amazon. Like, that might be my thought process, which I have not found to be consistent with the spirit world. So think about the way that you think about things. You know, think about the way that you do typically think about things, the way that information comes to you from within, and then start to notice the difference between that and the way you receive messages from your guides when you're in a meditation or in a dream or whatever it is. Just like people, when you're having a conversation with a physical person, everyone communicates differently, and you will start to tune into the way your guides communicate with you as well. So the guidance from spirit guides tends to be persistent, the same message or symbols repeating in various ways until you pay attention to it. Your own thoughts are usually more fleeting. And like I said, you know, the smoothie bowl to the bananas in the smoothie, to the monkeys eating bananas, to the trees the monkeys play in, and you know, so on. So you really start to get a feeling for your own thought process, your own thought patterns versus the messages coming in from spirit. You can ask for identification. So when a thought or message feels guided, you can inwardly ask, who is this coming from? Your guides will typically identify themselves in a way that you recognize. And again, if you need that validation, you can certainly use a divination tool. You can go into meditation. You can just sit in silence and think about it, whatever resonates with you. But if you need that validation, just to really feel like you can trust yourself and what you're getting, you can seek it externally. Another way is, does the message align with your highest good, or does it feel more fear-based? The messages from your guides are aligned with your highest good, even if they're difficult, whereas the messages from your ego can be selfish or fear-based. So again, pay attention, notice those differences, they mean something. You can quiet your mind. When you're spending time quieting your mind through practices like meditation, it really does make it easier to discern the still small voice of spirit guidance from your normal mental chatter. Overall, I think what's important is just to follow your intuition, to pay attention to the emotional tone and spontaneity of the messages, and keep a quiet, open state of mind to really distinguish genuine spirit guidance from your own mental noise. It takes a lot of practice, but trust me, it does get easier. I'll tell you that my guides are super special to me. They've been my sounding board. They've been with me during the ups and downs, the good and bad, the everything in between. I have gone periods of time where I've been angry with my guides because I thought they gave me bad information or steered me wrong, however you want to word that. But mostly, I've been so grateful to connect and work with them. I find the spirit guide relationship or connection to be so insanely incredible. Listen, my guides were the first ones to tell me that my husband would be my husband. When they told me this, we were just friends. We were besties, but we were just friends. And I thought they were, you know, bat-ass crazy. But they've told me things during meditations, when I've been washing dishes, when I'm journaling, and all kinds of other situations that turned out to be spot on. Now, don't get me wrong, spirit guides are not party tricks. They're not magic eight balls. They are not your personal little fortune tellers. They are here to guide you They support and care for you. If you ask for guidance, they will give it. It won't always be crystal clear. In fact, I don't usually find that it is. But really, you have to do some of the heavy lifting and internal work to figure these things out. Your guides will help you, but they won't always give you the answer key. Part of the purpose in this life is to connect our own dots because it really does help us to grow. So after all of this, knowing all you know right now, you're ready to dive in and build a stronger bond with your spirit guides. But where the heck do you start? My best advice is just to keep it simple. Try journaling. Write down your thoughts, your dreams, and any odd signs you come across. It really is your spiritual diary. You can always go back and reread everything that you've written, everything that you've experienced, and start building these connections, these things that just, you know, these little dots that go together, and it paints such an incredible picture. And individually, these things may just look like, oh, this happened on Tuesday of 3 weeks ago, and this happened today. But when you start to put those pieces together, that picture really becomes clear. You start to see the full message, if you will, and it really is incredible and so just beyond helpful. The next thing I would recommend is, you know, I say this a lot, but trust your intuition. If something feels right, go with it. Your gut is like a direct line to your guides. And, you know, going along with that, don't forget to ask them for help. Out loud or in your mind, just say, hey guys, I could really use some guidance right now. They're there waiting for you to reach out, but they have to be asked. Your guides will not intervene unless you ask them to. So remember to speak up. You can also ask for specific signs, create a sacred space with crystals and candles, and spend time there reflecting and speaking to your guides. The most important thing, and the most simple, I think, is to go into this with intention and work to strengthen that relationship. The intention, I think, is the most important piece because you want to, when you go into a meditation, when you go into a reading, when you are working with your divination tools, it's never just to dabble. It's to really do something specific. And I think when you're building your relationship with your spirit guides, it's the same way. It is like going on a date. You're going on a date. You want to have fun, you know, meet someone new, all the things. But you're hoping this is going to go somewhere, right? Whether it's a casual somewhere, like a very casual somewhere, a one-night casual somewhere, or a long-term situation, you do have an intention when you're going into this. And your relationship with your spirit guides should not be any different from that. To know your spirit guides, to really formulate that bond, that strong connection, you want to know them. You want to know how they present, how they communicate, when they communicate. And you also want to remember to set your healthy boundaries because you don't want people just showing up whenever. Do you know what I mean? So that, my beautiful friend, is our episode on spirit guides. I hope that you enjoy diving into the mystical world of guides as much as I did, and that this gives you some clarity and more confidence to cultivate a strong relationship with your guide or your team of guides. Remember that your spirit guides are always there, ready to offer guidance and support. Sometimes all it takes is a moment of quiet reflection to hear their soft whispers. Be intentional, believe in yourself, trust your gut, ask questions, ask for signs, meditate, talk to your guides, keep a journal specific to your intuitive development journey, and write down your signs and encounters and all the beautiful things. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love because sharing is caring. Send your questions, your stories, and everything in between on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. Head over to themediummatters.com to join our absolutely free mailing list where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. Until next time, keep your heart open, your mind curious, and your spirit connected. Stay mystical, my friend.